Sun salutation is Surya Namaskar. A Surya Namaskar or sun salutation is a series of poses performed in a sequence to create a flow of movement. Each pose coordinates with your breathing. It warms, strengthens, and aligns the entire body. Executed before the sun salutation. B. Hear how we start into mountain pose. As we inhale, upward salute, exhaling, standing forward bend, inhaling, halfway lift, exhaling, Chaturanga Dandasana, inhaling, upward facing dog, cobra, exhaling, downward facing dog, inhaling, halfway lift, exhaling, standing forward bend, inhaling, upward salute, and exhaling, back into mountain pose. Sun salutation A. Here, download the sheet of the sun salutation A. Start into standing mountain pose. Start to stand with your feet hip width apart and aligned with toes spread. Weight evenly over the feet, thighs engaged, kneecaps up, tailbone tucked under, abdomen in, shoulders rolled back, hands by the sides. Chin parallel to the floor. Modify. For more challenging sun salutation, feet together and toes spread. First, inhaling, upward salute, Urdhva Hastasana. Raise the arms up over the head, shoulder width apart. Modify. Bring the palms together and look to the thumbs. Exhaling, second, standing forward bend, Uttanasana. Swan dive, bend forwards from the hips, bringing your hands down, relax the neck, look to your nose. Modify, strengthen the legs and palms on the floor. Third, inhale, halfway lift, Urdhva Uttanasana. Lengthen the spine, bring the hands to shins. Other options, knees slightly bent. Look forwards, open the shoulders. Modify, keep the spine straight and fingertips on the floor. Four, exhale, four-legged staff, Chaturanga Dandasana. Jump or step the feet back, bend the elbows, keeping them tucked into your sides. Lowering the body, knees stay off the floor. Modify. If you are not strong enough for the full posture, you have two options. Plank, and the second option, same posture with the knees on the ground, the body should still be in a straight line. Fifth, inhale, upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Point the toes away from the body, lift the chest, knees stay off the ground, opening the shoulders and looking forward. Modify, Cobra Bhujangasana. If knees are onto the floor, it's Cobra. Six, exhale, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Tuck the toes under, lift the hips up, bring the shoulders down and look to the navel. Here for 3 to 5 breaths at the last round. Modify. First, come onto the knees, then lift up. Keep the knees a little bent to allow you to lengthen through the spine. Seventh, inhale, halfway lift, Urdhva Uttanasana. Lengthen the spine, bring the hands to the shins. Other option, knees slightly bent. Look forwards, open the shoulders. Modify. Keep the spine straight and fingertips on the floor. Eight. Exhale. Standing forward bend. Uttanasana. Swan dive. Bend forwards from the hips, bringing your hands down. Relax the neck. Look to your nose. Modify. Strengthen the legs and palms on the floor. Nine. Inhale. Upward salute. Urdhva Hastasana. Raise the arms up over the head, shoulder width apart. Modify. Bring the palms together and look to the thumbs. 10. Exhale. Mountain prayer. Shamashtiri. Strengthen the legs. Bring the arms to the sides. Half sun salutation A is really important in vinyasa. It's not an easy flow because it asks core strength and breath synchronization. An intense class transits over 15 times in this series. Downward facing dog, Chaturanga Dandasana, upward facing dog or cobra, and back into the downward facing dog. This series is named Half Sun Salutation A.